You are listening to a UNC Kidney Center podcast. I'm Dr. Ronald Falk, the director of the UNC Kidney Center. Our goal is to help you better understand your kidney disease. The disease that we will be discussing today is known as focal and segmental glomerular sclerosis, or FSGS. We are joined today by a patient who has some questions about this disease. Welcome, Caroline.
Thank you. I'm really interested in learning more about FSGS.
So let's get started.
So, Dr. Falk, what is FSGS?
FSGS, or focal and segmental glomerular sclerosis, is a disease process, or really a group of diseases, that causes the leakage of protein from the blood into the urine. This protein leak is a consequence of scarring, or sclerosis, of the filters of the kidney known as glomeruli. And you have about a million or a million and a half glomeruli between both of your kidneys. Now, focal and segmental glomerulosclerosis means that some of these glomeruli are focally injured. That is, only some glomeruli. If all the glomeruli were injured, it would be called a diffuse disease. So focal and segmental. What do we mean by segmental? Segmental means that a portion of the glomeruli are scarred. So focal and segmental glomerular sclerosis. And this is an entity that the pathologists see when they look under the microscope at a kidney biopsy.
Can you tell me how I got this disease?
For the most part, unfortunately, we have no clue as to what causes focal and segmental glomerular sclerosis. There are some infections that may cause it, especially HIV, and some other viral diseases. In some very obese patients, the obesity may cause focal segmental glomerulosclerosis, but in reality, most of these diseases are caused by factors that we really do not understand.
Now, I've heard that there are different types or variants of this disease. Could you tell me about them?
Focal and segmental glomerulosclerosis is a pathological word choice. The pathologist sees focally and segmentally scarred glomeruli. There are many what are called pathological variants of focal sclerosis. That is, they look somewhat different to the pathologist when he or she looks at the tissue under the microscope. What is important is that some of these variants result in a very rapid progression of the disease, while other pathological types of focal and segmental glomerulosclerosis portend a much better outcome. That is, that the disease process gets better either by itself or with minimal therapy or with glucocorticoids, but some of these diseases that are described as focal and segmental sclerosis, especially the collapsing variant, result in a very aggressive disease with rapid loss of kidney function.
So what kinds of symptoms could I experience with FSGS?
When you leak protein from your blood into your urine, you lose protein out of the blood, and the most common protein there is serum albumin. If the albumin decreases in your blood, then your body tries to adapt to that loss. It increases, for example, the amount of cholesterol in your blood because your liver is making more cholesterol. But the real worry if you have a low serum albumin from loss of this protein into your urine is that you develop swelling or edema predominantly in your ankles or your feet or your legs. That's because albumin holds fluid in blood vessels, and if you don't have albumin in your blood vessels, you leak fluid into the area around those blood vessels, which you see when you push your finger or your thumb into your ankle and you see a little pit or indentation. This is called pitting edema. So what you'll see in some patients is edema or swelling of your ankles or legs. Your albumin will be low in your blood. Your cholesterol more than likely will be high. And over the course of time, if your disease is not well treated, you may have a decline in kidney function.
Are there medicines I can take to help my symptoms or to help the disease?
The most important medicines to take are in fact medicines that lower your blood pressure. With all glomerular diseases, it's important to maintain a blood pressure in about a range of 120 to 125 over 70, 75 to 80 as a diastolic pressure. So blood pressure lowering is very important. But there are specific blood pressure lowering drugs that work better at also decreasing the amount of protein in the urine. And these drugs are called ACE inhibitors or angiotensin converting enzyme inhibitors. And another class of drug called angiotensin receptor blockers or ARBs. There are lots of these drugs. The ACE inhibitors, as they're called, all have the suffix pril, P-R-I-L, at the end of the name, the generic name of the drug. So enalapril or lisinopril would be examples of an ACE inhibitor. And the angiotensin receptor blockers all are called sartans, have a suffix called sartan. So losartan or candesartan or valsartan would be examples. These are the basic drugs that are used first, but some patients need steroids, that is glucocorticoids such as prednisone or cyclosporin or other kinds of drugs that suppress the immune system.
Is there a cure for FSGS or will I always have the disease?
Unfortunately, most patients with FSGS are not cured, but their disease is managed. That is, we do our best with patients to lower the blood pressure, lower the amount of protein loss, and try to encourage the kidneys to not become harmed by this drug, by the use of these medications. We know that patients who go into remission with loss of their protein in their urine, or even partial remissions, that is, a significant decrease in the amount of protein in the urine, those patients do far better than individuals whose disease process is resistant to therapy. But in fact, I am sad to say that until we really understand the cause of these diseases, you may have to take drugs for a long period of time.
What happens if I have a transplant? Does the disease go away?
In some patients with focal segmental sclerosis, the disease process comes back in the transplanted kidney. This can be seen quite quickly, as a matter of fact, by the sudden development of loss of protein from the transplanted kidney. This is a phenomenon that occurs only in the minority of patients. In the majority of patients with FSGS, the disease does not come back, and the transplant then continues to work well.
Thank you, Dr. Falk. That was very helpful.
Thank you so much, Caroline, for participating in this podcast about FSGS. I hope that these questions and answers help you understand a little bit more about your disease and those listening. Thank you.